Bauer, and thanks for being here. Good to have you on board. Let's see here. Mark, good evening, Mark. VA7XM, how are you, sir? TGIF, what's on your mind?
TGIF, Merlin, and Jim, VA7XM. Before I go on, has anybody broadcast the request out of Venezuela for a frequency clearance request?
Yeah, I was listening to them today, and someone told me it's 7135. I found them at 7133 using that frequency, and why don't we do it this way? We should all make a note that 7135 and 7133 are being used in regards to the devastating and very devastating earthquakes that happened in Venezuela. Please do not use those frequencies during field day or at any time until further notice or update from the Radio Amateurs of Canada website or, of course, the ARRL. Go ahead Mark.
Yeah, very good. That's the frequency I got, the alert out of RAC, and it's a request from Venezuela. The Domingo L., and I'm not even going to try and pronounce that name, director of Venezuela Radio Clubs National, blah, blah, blah. They're requesting full clearance from all of the Americas and the world on 7.135. And I'm sure, as you commented, you heard on 7.133, I would say you would. Within 5 of 7135, up or down, we should just stay away from it and be conscious of that during this busy weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that I was told it was 135, but I was listening to him through the Utah SDR on 133. So I think that's really important. I mean, there are powerhouse stations all over the world and all over the place, including where we are. Maybe, you know, stay 10 KCs away from the whole works. You know, go up to 145, go down to whatever else below that, but give it a good 10 KC offset there just to keep away from them, from any splatter or any harmonics and what have you. I think that's the best judgment overall.
Absolutely, and I would say until we get it all clear. And keep in mind, just because you don't hear anything on your end doesn't mean they wouldn't hear you. So I know myself, I'm going to be staying probably 7120 through 7150. I'm just going to keep that blank unless I'm listening.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you proved that point listening to yourself on an SDR where you thought your signal wasn't going anywhere. So, yeah, you certainly have learned your lesson.
Exactly. So that's my two cents tonight. You know, it does kind of tie in with the weekend. But, you know, those people down there, this is where amateur radio is going to shine, is the lack of communications because of the full collapse of all networks down there. So that's it for me. I'll be around for round two.
Yeah, okay, Mark, good to have you on board, and thank you for the reminder to bring that up. It's a very important thing, and I was listening to them, but I don't speak the language in that. In fact, they were coming in to Utah SDR at about an S3 or 4, perfectly clear. I could hear them. I just didn't understand them on 7133, so there you go. Couldn't hear them on my normal radio. I get too much noise from the city here. Thanks for being here. This is Victor Echo 7 Oscar Romeo for June 26 of the TGIF Net. Welcome to all that have already participated, and welcome the excitement in regards to tomorrow. Tomorrow is always a very important day yearly for the amateur community, for newcomers, oldcomers, and just people that may not met each other for years and years and years that finally get to see one another, participate in setting up different things and what have you, and even setting up a tent at the field day and sleeping there overnight. I've done that before. There you go. Okay, so we are now going to the portion of the net right back to my other NCO, VE7ROX, for further check-ins for the TGIF net.
Ooh. Dual net controls, like stereo. Rocks is in the box, VE7ROX. Yeah, you're quite right. A lot of communications infrastructure has probably gone down in Venezuela, and probably a lot of other infrastructure also, water, electricity, and who knows what. But amateur radio, of course, gets through. Maybe not repeaters, but simplex, one-on-one, and communications on the HF bands, yes. Keep that in mind. 40 meters, yes. 20 meters, that one too. Anyway, we got 7 on the paper. Let's see if we can get into double digits. Calling CQ, CQ, CQ for the TGIF net. Is there anybody else out there looking to check in? Well, I...
Kilo, Bravo, Mike.
Oop. Might have doubled in the on the first couple of...
Kilo, Bravo, Mike.
I got Kilo, Bravo, Mike. Didn't catch if it's VE or VA. That's another one that doesn't seem to be on the list of previously... stations that have previously checked in. I see a KXD, but no KXM, so there's another new one. Thank you for checking in. Good to hear from you. So there you go. Number 8 on the list. Anybody else out?
Alpha or an Echo?
Oh, yeah. What would that be? Alpha Echo.
And Kilo Bravo Mike. Victor Alpha 7. Kilo Bravo Mike.
Ah, we got it that time. I might have doubled when you said the... first two letters there, but we got it now. Let's see now. Oh, name and location.
Name is Ken, Kilo Echo November. Location is Vancouver near QE Park.
Ah, that's line of sight with me. I am up on Capitol Hill here in North Burnaby. I can see all of the East End, all the way to the west side of the city and downtown. So there you go. We're line of sight. Merlin there, the other net control, he's in Chinatown. I think he faces east, so he's almost directly south of, or pardon me, the other direction. You're south of him, and he's north of you. Yeah, so there you go, VA7, KBM. Thank you for checking in, and let's see what do we have out there else besides KDM.
Victor 07, Zulu, Foxtrot, Romeo.
Oh, another one that should be line of sight with me, Central Burnaby. I'm in North Burnaby, VE7ROX. I've got VE7 Zulu Fox Romeo on the paper. You could probably think up an interesting phonetic for that one. And let's see. Oh, number 9. So one more check-in would get us into the double digits. Anybody else out there looking to check in? CQ, CQ.
Okay, and the IRLP or All-Star coming out. Okay, well, we certainly know why the numbers are low. People are wanting to go to sleep, get up and early in the morning, get Belgian Field Day, or get everything ready for tomorrow morning. It's going to be an exciting day with if you're at one of the Field Day events, breakfast, coffee, making sure everything's working, and all that type of stuff. It's a lot of fun, and if you're doing it by yourself, that's a lot of fun, too. Just a reminder, all the contest information is on Radio Amateurs of Canada at ARRL for your prefix of power, your location, if you're running solar, if you're running whatever, your exchange would be like 1 Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, or whatever. I think I'm a 1 something. I think it's 1 Alpha, Bravo, Charlie. But anyway, Charlie November 89, of course, is our zone in this area here. But that information I'll take a look at before the end of the night. So let's welcome from Queen Elizabeth Park. Now, there's a beautiful hill up above me and that. That's a beautiful place. Welcome to the TGIF net. It's basically an open discussion net for us late people that are either burning our fingers or dreaming of lots of contesting tomorrow. Good evening, Ken. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, VA7KVM. Ken here. Coming to you 5 watts into a quadrifuel or helix antenna. I just kind of came across the net by accident, and I'm just dusting off some, adjusting off a handheld here, possibly for use tomorrow. Probably not too active on field day myself, maybe from home later, but I will probably visit a couple of the field day, of the club field day sites in the area in the afternoon. So I heard a few other folks on there, and it's their first field day, and so, yeah, good luck to everyone. It is a good event, lots of activity on the air, good chance to make some contacts, and if you've not been doing a lot of HF, or you're new to HF, it's a really good time to get on and just try to make a few contacts and get your feet wet. So I'll leave it there. Wishing
everybody. Oh, I think you forgot to charge the battery after the dust. I'll leave it at there and then you unkeyed. Did you have any final things to say, Ken?
Just my call sign. I think my timer expired. I'm just like I say, I don't use this particular radio that often, so there you go. VA7KBM, wishing you all a good evening.
Well, thanks for being us with us. So we meet every 10 o'clock on Friday night as an open discussion net. Anything that's related to any topic, mostly about radio, of course, but sharing ideals and what have you. You're a perfect example for the TGIF net, even getting up and going, look at that radio there. It's got a lot of dust on it. I haven't transmitted on this a long time. Let me turn the dial. Hey, look at that. There's something on this repeater. Maybe I'll poke my nose in. That's what it's all about. Thanks for being with us, Ken. We'll pick you up on the second round. A familiar voice, VE7 Zulu Foxtrot Romeo. Good evening, TGIF.
Good evening, Merlin. Good evening, Jim. Good evening to everyone on the net, and thanks for taking my check-in there. Yep, I'll be with the Surrey Club tomorrow. I'll hopefully get to operate a few shifts there and to make some contacts. I wanted to stay overnight there, but I got called in for work, so I won't be able to, unfortunately. So, yeah, I'll enjoy that. And, yeah, thanks for answering my call there on 20 meters today, Merwin. That was brought my numbers up a little there. I only got about 11 QSOs in that week, 2 hours that I was operating.
Well, I was just seeing how the band conditions were. I was actually surprised picking you up on 20 meters at a good solid S10 from Burnaby. 14 does not act that way. 20 meters does not act that way normally. So it was really nice having a little bit of a quick discussion with you and that, and I'm glad it made it part of the game for your numbers.
Yeah, I usually operate either like I used to do back when, like last year, start of this year, I used to do at about, 2, 3, 4 p.m. local time, and then I decided to try out the evenings, and the evenings seems to be working better, like 7, 8, 9 p.m., so just a lot better. And I just tried to try it out 10 to 12 just for fun to see, like, how it works, and seems like it doesn't work that well. So that's some, experience gained. So, yeah, I'm so glad I did it. And, yeah, so I will try and do mostly the evening shifts then.
Well, thank you for being a special event station. I haven't talked to any of the World Cup stations yet. I just haven't really stuck my nose in it. I also thank you for at least I can say, hey, I did acknowledge one of the special event stations. Thanks for your participation in the World Cup event in amateur radio. Okay, I'm going to call on Rox. I don't think we're going to be super busy tonight with a full meal, but you want to see if there's any further check-ins. This is Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo with V7ROX for the TGIF net for June 26th.
Well, let's see here. We are almost breaking the double digits, which would be a 10. We got 9. So let's see, calling CQCQ for the Friday TGIF net. with a three-quarters moon up in the southern sky there blazing in here. And let's see, what is new in the zoo? Yep, there might be a few kind of gearing up for the big day tomorrow, field day activities. It's going to be interesting to see what the results of all that are. So, let's see. Anybody else looking to check in? We are in listening mode.
That other Yankee, Kilo India 7, Tango Oscar Yankee, John, Whatcom County, Washington. Good evening, everyone.
Oh, there.